Meeting of the Senate Ag and Natural Resources Committee to order, and the secretary will call a roll.
Senator Dempster, Senator Hansen, Senator Klocek, Senator Koskin, Senator Lentz, Senator McNanny, Senator Peterson, Senator Koister, Senator Denwald.
Here. We have a quorum present. Has everybody read the minutes of the last meeting? If so, is there a motion to approve? Moving second to approve. Is there any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Minutes are approved. If you're going to testify, we have one bill this morning. It's SCR 6. If you intend to testify, I appreciate if you'd sign in, make it legible, and turn off your cell phones. It's too late to get donuts for the next meeting, but turn them off anyway. With that, we're going to take up SCR 6. And ask for the proponents.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the Senate Agriculture Committee. Senate concurrent resolution number 6. Senator Frank Klocek, Scotland, South Dakota. Senate concurrent resolution number 6. It is a concurrent resolution asking for the cessation of beef imports until they are shown to be free and safe from bovine spongiform encephalopathy. And what it does, it says what it does, and it does what it says, that we must close our borders to red meat supply until it can be proven absolutely safe. And we're very concerned, many South Dakotans, many people across the United States are concerned about food safety when it comes to our meats. And this is requesting that the South Dakota legislature support a moratorium of all beef imports, live cattle, beef, pre-cooked beef, and all beef products until more science is developed or science can prove that the cattle and beef are free of BSE for the purpose of safeguarding the American consumer and the United States cattle industry. The American consumer and the United States cattle industry hand in hand. In the resolution, it talks about transmissible spongiform encephalopathy. And that means that it's across the board, all species. It's an unknown origin, and it can be transmitted to another species. We do have some notes here from a very documented professor, and talks about this disease, and it's, as you know, prions, and they're very, very prevalent today with the BSE issue, and they're a protein, and there is a significant degeneration of the central nervous system. Transplants can transmit the disease. The spleen is affected. Scrapies in sheep is another form, and it's through transfusions to other sheep for incubation. And it's impossible to kill these prions even up to 600 degrees in heat, we need to ask the South Dakotan, is South Dakota in a position to pay all human health care costs and other costs associated should it be needed? Are we in the position to pay the livestock producers for all condemned livestock and carcasses quarantined for disposable based on current prices? South Dakota can ill afford to do nothing. But the USDA is ignoring sound science and is using global trade for political acceptance as an injustice to all taxpayers.
Senator Koskin.
Mr. Chairman, could I ask Senator Frank, Senator Klocek, to either, that's troublesome in statements like that made from a legislator. I expect somebody's not informed, but I ask Senator Klocek if he's going to make those kind of statements, that he prove that to the committee with some documentation before he continues on.
Sure. Okay. Mr. Chairman, the global trade issue is not the whole answer. We must have food safety and sound science and sound economics to be applied fairly and uniformly. It takes time to immediately close all borders from the countries that have been known to have animal disease problems. The stakes are too high. We do not want this to happen in South Dakota. I ask that you support Senate Concurrent Resolution 6 and eliminate a huge potential state liability of reduced revenue and a drain on the state coffers when livestock indemnities must be paid. The potential is huge, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. There are some other issues. Deer can contact the chronic wasting disease. Sheep can contact Scapie's disease, and cattle can contact the BSC disease. What do all these diseases have in common? They all belong to the strain of spongiform encephalopathy that can be transmitted to humans as CJD. What is at stake? Human and animal liability. If there's anyone in South Dakota that's not familiar, there have been outbreaks in Canada, again, a confirmed case, and in Japan, a confirmed case. And we must be very much aware of those situations. Could the state be liable, similar to Katrina? The fact is, this state is very close to playing Russian roulette with the meat consumers, as well as the livestock producers of this state. We need to look very closely at doing something to ensure that we do have food safety and sound science in this role. And I do think that we need this resolution for that effect. And I'd be glad to try to answer any questions.
Thank you, Senator. Are there other proponents?
And, Mr. Chair, there is also a website in the effort to save paper. I think Mr. Koskin, or Senator Koskin, could go. There's a website available that has some of that information. So I will get that to him. And it talks about what I talked about to verify.
Are there other proponents? Other proponents of SCR-6? Are there any other proponents? If not, are there any opponents of SCR-6?
Mr. Chairman, my name is Scott Jones. I'm a fourth generation cow-calf rancher. Ranch is my family near Midland. I am also president-elect of the South Dakota Cattlemen's Association. However, this morning I will be testifying on behalf of myself. I would just like to give you a few facts about BSE. The only method of transmission known at this time, after years of scientific research, is through feed channels. We have multiple feed bans in effect that protect us against transmission. The worldwide cases are going down. We are eliminating this disease. There have been no cases of BSE in animals under 30 months of age in North America. We are concerned about food safety and health of our consumers. Therefore, we will not tolerate selling unsafe products to consumers. This is not unsafe products that we're considering importing. Currently, there's no test for BSE on live cattle, so if we need to test every head of cattle, they would have to be slaughtered. The way that we assure safety of this beef and cattle is with the multiple firewalls, the feed ban, and removal of specified risk material. BSE is not transmissible between animals, and the evidence of that is that whenever there's been a case in North America, the herd mates, the cohorts, have been tested, and there's never been a case where the herd mates were found a positive case of BSE. Another fact, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has affirmed USDA's decision to reopen the Canadian border to cattle under 30 months of age. And they have affirmed the science behind that decision. Another thing, this resolution could very well be interpreted by the consumer as a statement that U.S. beef is not safe, since we have virtually identical feed ban and BSE regulations in place as Canada does. I support free and fair trade based on sound science, because for our industry to flourish, we have got to expand and grow our beef industry. And we have to have a market for that. And that market is going to be outside our borders, because 96% of the world's population lives outside the borders of the United States. And so when we have larger supplies of cattle and beef, which that's starting up, we're starting to retain heifers, we're going to have an outlet for them. And if we treat other countries like this, it's do unto others as you do unto them. And so they're going to treat us the same way. They're going to put unscientific trade barriers on our product beef. With that, I would urge you to defeat this this resolution and oppose this bill. And I would thank you, and I'll stand by for questions.
Thank you for the testimony. Are there other opponents?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, committee members. My name is Mary Duvall. I'm a registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Farm Bureau. We are concerned that endorsing SCR 6 would send a bad message to U.S. consumers and also to our international trading partners that somehow our beef is unsafe. There's been over 20 years of scientific research into BSC since the first case was identified in England 20 years ago. Some of the things that were asserted this morning are not proven by sound science, and we also think that sound science and multiple firewalls do ensure consumers right now that our beef supply is safe. So we would encourage you not to adopt this resolution. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. Further opponents?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Brenda Foreman. I'm a registered lobbyist for South Dakota Cattlemen's Association. And just very briefly, as the two earlier testifiers have covered a number of the issues that are a concern to the association. But from us, the bottom line is a resolution such as this does send, to me, the wrong message to our trading partners. The cattle industry is dependent on both domestic and foreign trading partners for the utilization of the product. And we believe that the products are safe. We do have the firewalls in place. And so with that, we believe that the products that we are selling and that are coming in can be checked and made sure that things are what we need them to be in protection from both the United States cattle industry, from BSE. So with that, we would urge your defeat of the resolution. Thank you.
Thank you, Brenda. Any other opponents? Any other opponents to SCR 6? Are there any questions from the committee for anybody that's testified? Any questions? Senator Gilch, do you have a question?
Yes, I would ask for Mr. Jones to come forward. Mr. Chairman?
Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. In your testimony, you talked about imports and no testing and everything. Do you know how many pounds of what the percentage is of beef that we import into the United States versus what we export? Is there a percentage figure there? Do you know what that would be?
Mr. Chairman?
Go ahead.
Senator Klocek, I can't tell you for exact, but the percentage of the total product that is normally been imported over the years has been about 10%, and we export about 10%. What the gain is in dollars. We add value to the product that we export.
Follow-up question.
Go ahead, follow-up.
Would you have any disagreement that the three different types of encephalopathy are all related? They're in the same family? The scrapies and the deer wasting disease and the beef BSE?
Mr. Chairman?
If you want.
I'm not a veterinarian or a scientist, so I feel that I cannot answer that question.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any other questions from the committee or any of the testifiers? If not, I'm going to close it to committee discussion and or action. Short minute of rebuttal. Okay.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. And the opponent testimony, I think, points to the fact, to the exact reason you should vote for this. Indeed, the American consumer is concerned about the meat and the quality of meat that we do import. I don't think there's any question that we have a safe supply here in the United States, and nowhere in this resolution does it say that that we do not. But the concerns brought about with food safety on the import level are huge, and this is about sound science and sound economics, and you know, I would ask for your favorable support for this resolution.
Now, with that rebuttal, this committee is open to action on SCR-6. Any discussion or action?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Lynch.
I would move to 36 day.
And move to 36 days. Second. All those in favor signify, but whoops, we should have discussion on a motion. Any discussion? Senator Lynch.
Mr. Chairman. Well, I didn't want to see this brought forward. I think it does exact opposite of what it should do. It represents a fear that shouldn't even be out there. And because of some of the statements in this, it just leads to more of that fear. BSE in the United States is not a problem, has not been a problem, and any imports that we have would be in such a minority problem that it would not be a scare to the United States. You have to realize BSE does not transfer except by feeds, and South Dakota was a leader when the BSE problem first started. It was towards the end of session, and we changed the rules so that we could act on it right away, and South Dakota was a leader in putting forward legislation that protected our feed source for cattle. We already had some in place, but we strengthened it. And every state in the nation followed suit. So within the states itself, the meat supply is very safe. And BSE really, on an overall health threat in the United States, was overblown immensely. And it's things like this that continue that. So I would really hope that no one could support this.
Seeing no further discussion, go ahead, Senator Dolchik, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the Ag Committee, well, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, and I would just leave it with that. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
From the Chairman's perspective, I do believe we have sound science in place. I do believe the requirements are there. I remember 4 or 5 years ago already, we were putting those provisions in state law. 5 years ago, I was in the House, and my cohort in the Senate, my district, is a feed salesman, feed manufacturer. We had long discussions over as to how we could handle it, and I think we've done a very good job. I do believe that this bill needs to be defeated. Seeing no further discussion, the Secretary will call the roll.
Senator
Dempster. His name is called.
Senator Dempster.
Aye.
Senator Hansen.
Aye.
Senator Klocek.
No.
Senator Koskin,
aye.
Senator Lentz,
aye.
Senator McNenny,
aye.
Senator Peterson,
aye.
Senator Koister,
aye.
Senator Denwald.
Aye. Goes to 36 day. Now that effectively completes our action for the year and for today. We have one more meeting coming up. We'll meet Thursday briefly to take up the possibility of discussion of an action for summer studies, ideas for summer studies. And then I believe Brenda Foreman has an announcement she wants to make concerning Thursday for everybody to listen up.
Just real quick, on behalf of Ag Unity, as we try to do towards the end of session, we would like to provide breakfast for you guys that morning. And thanks for all your support of agriculture. So we don't eat breakfast before you come in that morning. We'll have food and treats and stuff available at the 10 o'clock meeting. So.
Medium rare. Medium rare.
You got it.
Azel. That's right. Well, thank you very much. And that does conclude our business. If there is a motion to adjourn, it's in order.
So moved.
Moved to adjourn. Second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. We are adjourned.